Rochester, New York is located on the Genesee River, one of a few rivers in the world that actually flow north. Birthplace to companies such as Kodak and Xerox, the area is known for its white-collar tech industry and is often referred to as the playground between Buffalo and Syracuse. This playground is rich in outdoor activities, parks, and my personal passion, horses. 5 of the 22 parks that Monroe County manages are open to horses with over 50 miles of trails. Local state parks and forests add an additional 100 or more miles and double that again with the addition of the greenways. You can see why I love the area that I live in. Welcome to Rochester Trail Riders Podcast. My name is Lindsay Labella, and I'm going to take you on my journey as I challenge myself to cover all of the parks and trails available to horse traffic in the greater Rochester area. Throughout this podcast, you'll hear what trails I rode, with descriptions of parking situations, the trails themselves, obstacles, conditions, gear, challenges along the way, and everything in between. Each episode will be about a specific park or trail. Round-trip goal for each adventure will be about 4 hours. I'll include what trails I took, if I rode or was able to take a carriage, ride times, distance, the encounters along the trail. That way, you can skip around to an episode or a trail or park that you want to try. A little about me. I was born and raised in the Rochester area, but wasn't part of a horse family. Although my mom did finally relent to my constant lust for horses and let me take lessons. The passion for horses never left me, and when I finally got my first real job, my paycheck priority went something like this. Rent, car, buy a horse. Not being part of the local horse community and just dipping my toe in, I had no idea where to ride. Outside of riding in a ring or being a trail guide in the Adirondack Mountains, I had no idea where to start. I slowly collected information about all the public places to ride around me. The list just kept growing and growing, and I eventually shared it through a website I called Rochester Trail Riders. It then morphed into an ever-growing Facebook community, and after answering the same questions about the same trails over and over again, I figured podcast might be a good idea. I hope this podcast is informative entertainment for those of you in our community or those looking to move here. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you on the trails.